Are you sick of the consumerism of Christmas? The Imperial Erskineville is hosting a very exciting and very important fundraising event this Thursday night, the 11th of December, that celebrates the spirit of giving with some very worthwhile causes. The event will be raising money for Trans Justice Project, Mutual Aid, Mob Strong Fund, and the AFIDA Palestine Emergency Appeal. Triple the Love is the event on Thursday, and Angela Fever, the organizer, joins me on the line now to tell us more. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. Now, this time of year is usually associated with a lot of shopping. How important is it for you to bring attention to crucial causes?
Yeah, look, I think it's really important. And like, you know, we always, you know, it was when I was thinking about this event, I started off in that mindset of like, everybody talks about this time of year as being kind of the season of giving and the season of celebrating, which it is. But I also want to think about how we can take this time to give to others who, you know, this time of year might not always be the most celebratory for them. You know, it can be a really tough time of year if you are in a place of hardship at the moment or from a community that has experienced a lot of hardship throughout the year. So I just thought, why not try and take this time and really kind of reflect that back in ways that we can support other members of the community as best that we can.
Yeah, absolutely. And can you tell us a little bit about these organizations you're raising money for? You've got Trans Justice Project, Mutual Aid, Mob Strong Fund, and the AFIDA Palestine Emergency Appeal. Can you tell us about them?
Yeah, definitely. So Trans Justice Australia is a national organization where they do a lot of lobbying and a lot of campaigns and events that help raise awareness and help support the trans community across all of Australia. Particularly, they lately have done a lot of work with trying to fight against some of the things that are coming up in Queensland around the removal of gender-affirming care for young people. The Mob Strong Fund Mutual Aid actually comes through someone that I met through doing drag, and they organize this fund where it's a fund where people can put money into it and they're able to disperse the money towards different families in need for different things that they might need financial support for. So it's a way that you can kind of give to a fund that is created and run by Mob for other Mob as well, which I think is really important to kind of center their needs and how they want to distribute that funding as well. And then the Palestine Emergency Appeal, I think, you know, it's one of those things that's been in the news for a while. People are quite aware of what's been going on there. But I think, you know, sometimes when something has been going on for a long time, there can be a bit of an ebb, a bit of a pull back from supporting certain things because it is kind of, unfortunately, a constant that you hear about. And so I think still keeping that at the forefront of people's minds of the support that's needed overseas as well, because it's really great to support things that are happening here in Australia and the people that we have here. But there's not always going to be justice here if we're not also helping for people that live overseas as well.
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much. And the Imperial is known for some really incredible drag performances. What are visitors expecting from this night and sort of what are they going to enjoy?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to enjoy on this night when it comes to the drag performances that we have there. I've asked around a lot of Sydney and we have a wonderful 16 drag artists performing on the night who are donating their time as well. And we have kings, we have queens, we have non-binary artists, all of whom are bringing a lot of different styles and the ways that they do drag to the stage, which I think is really, really exciting and something that I love about the Imperial as well, is that it does celebrate a lot of different styles of drag. We have some Diva Award winners, we have some young up-and-coming artists as well, so I think there'll be something for everyone, and I'm just honestly, not just really excited for them to be on stage, but really, really thankful that so many people were willing to set some time aside to help raise money for these causes.
Yeah, and also, and it's in the spirit of sort of gift giving with a worthwhile cause. We are actually doing a weekly segment at the moment with Santa here on the show, on the Monday Daily Show, and listeners may have heard earlier in the show, do you have any sort of festive wishes for the new year or anything that you're thankful for?
Honestly, I'm thankful for a lot this year. Like, I think it's been a big year for a lot of reasons for a lot of people. There's a lot going on in the world, and I'm honestly thankful to be happy and healthy here at the end of it and to be in a position where I can maybe create those spaces to help other people be happy and healthy and safe and celebrated. And heading into next year, I'm just, I'd say that New Year's wish and that hope that I have is that maybe some of the bad things that have happened this year aren't still happening next year, or we can help each other through them as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is a good place to be. So where can people find out more information about the Triple the Love event happening this Thursday?
Yes. If you go onto Humanitix, you can search for the event under Triple the Love, a drag community fundraiser. You can also head to my Instagram, which is at angela.fever, and it's just at the link in bio on my link tree, which will take you to the event that has all the information and the ticketing and ways to donate as well, because if you can't make it on the night, there's still an option to donate to it as well. But it also has information there on each of the different causes in more detail if people want to look at it. Or you can also head to the Imperials Instagram, and there'll be a post on the feed there as well that can take you to the exact same thing.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Head to the Imperial Erskineville on Thursday night to see some iconic drag queens and kings support these three charities: Trans Justice Project, Mutual Aid, Mob Strong and Fund, and the AFIDA Palestine Emergency Appeal. Tickets can be purchased on Humanitix. Thank you so much, Angela, for your time.
No, thank you so much for having me.